The Bible is composed of two distinct parts, the Old and New Testaments. The first part recounts the origins of the world and the history of the people of Israel up to the year 400 BC. The second part reveals the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the beginnings of the Christian Church. The word Bible comes from the Greek Biblia, a word meaning the books. The Bible indeed is composed of a great number of books, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New. Jerome, about 400 AD, called it the Divine Library. This library was made up progressively over a very long period, from about 1450 BC to 100 AD. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, except for a few passages in Aramaic. The New Testament was written entirely in Greek, the universal language at the time of Christ. In the everyday Greek of the time, the word testament meant, in fact, alliance or pact. This word referred to the old alliance, the one that God made with the people of Israel through the mediation of Moses, and to the new alliance of which Jesus Christ is the mediator. No name is given in the Bible for the whole of the 66 documents contained in the Old and New Testaments. It is thought that John Chrysostom, who was the patriarch of Constantinople about 400 AD, was the first person to use the Greek word Biblia in referring to sacred scripture. Before the Christian era, only the Old Testament existed. It was called Scripture or the Holy Scriptures. This Hebrew Bible, which began at the time of Moses, was only completed 4 centuries before the Christian era. It was composed of 3 groups of books, the Law or Torah, the Prophets, and a 3rd one called Writings. The latter group was made up of poetical works, such as the Psalms, words of wisdom like Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, as well as historical books. The first group was called the Law or Torah by the Jews. The word Torah means teaching. This group is also called the Pentateuch. This name, which means the 5 scrolls, was given by the early translators to the first 5 books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Bible calls them the Law of Moses, the Law of the Lord, or the Book of the Law. God used Moses to transmit this law and to put it into writing. This is what the Pentateuch declares and what the New Testament clearly confirms. Jesus and the apostles explicitly speak of Moses as the author of the Torah. These 1 scriptures, therefore, date back to the 40 years in the desert after Israel came out of Egypt. Joshua, who succeeded Moses as the leader of the nation, was the probable author of the book that bears his name. Then, throughout the following centuries, books of sacred scripture were written under the inspiration of God. Prophecies, historical books, poetical works, and words of wisdom were given up to the time of the last prophet, Malachi, whose book completes the Old Testament. There followed 400 years of silence, when God no longer spoke to men. Then, towards the middle of the 1st century of the Christian era, holy authors began to draw up the New Testament writings, of which the oldest is probably the Epistle of James. The 1st 4 books of the New Testament, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are 4 portraits of Jesus, describing the Saviour in their own particular light. Mark's Gospel was probably the first to be written, and John's Gospel the last. It seems that by the end of the 1st century, the 4 Gospels had already been put together in a single volume called the Gospel. Luke is the author of the Book of Acts, as well as the 3rd Gospel. Paul's epistles, which were written during his missionary journeys or in prison, were grouped together at a later date in a single volume which circulated amongst the churches. During this time, the other epistles were added, and towards the end of the 1st century, the Apostle John wrote the last book of the Bible, Revelation, which completed the New Testament canon. Next episode, the writers of the Bible.